Out of the darkest time of year, out of the bleakest days, we make a season shine with lights. With mounds of greenery and the brightest ornaments, we bring high summer to our rooms, as if to spite the somberness of winter. In time of want, when life is boarding up against the next uncertain spring, we celebrate and we give of what we have away. All creatures bend to rules. Even the stars are constrained. There is a blessed madness in the human need to go against the grain of cold and scarcity. And so we make a holiday, the rituals as varied as the hopes of humanity, the reasons as obscure as ancient solar festivals, and as clear as joy on one small face.
Good evening. Evening. Welcome to Williamsburg Unitarian Universalists. My name is Eva Burke, your worship associate for this evening's service. Together with our interim minister, the Reverend Dave Johnson, we welcome you here this evening. We are truly happy that you're able to join us tonight, as well as those who are not here in body, but in spirit, streaming us live from the cloud. Anyway, we're glad that you could be here as well and joining our larger fellowship. The year draws ever closer to its conclusion in celebration and reflection on this holy night. A warm, humid, remarkably humid evening in late December in Virginia. And I got to wear my sandals tonight. Now, whether you enter this sanctuary seeking comfort, encouragement, or inspiration, you belong here. You are seen here. Please rise in body or spirit and join me in saying our welcoming words. They're printed in your order of service. And please, as you say these words, say these to each other. Come, come, whoever you are, whomever you love, whatever your image of the holy, your presence here is a gift. All are worthy. All are welcome. Let's take a moment to greet each other, saying hello in fellowship and concern. And if you see somebody you don't know, please reach out.
Please join in the words for lighting the chalice printed in your order of service. We light this chalice for the warmth of God, for the light of truth, for the energy of action, and for the harmony of peace. Peace in our hearts, peace in our community, and peace in our world.
Lovely. Thank you. Now please turn to the number 616 in your gray hymnal, not the teal. Just a little confusion there, no worries. This is a responsive reading. I'd like it very much if we did it together. I'll begin, and if you'll follow with the italicized words, please. Number 616 in the back of the gray hymnal. For so the children come. For so the children come, and so they have been coming. No angels herald their beginnings, no prophets predict their future courses. Yet each night a child is born is a holy night. They ask, where and how will this new life end? Or will it ever end?
Our story for all ages this evening is by my UU ministerial colleague, Reverend Lynn Unger. And her story is a perspective of the camels. If only the camels could speak, what might they have said long ago? They never consulted us. They were wise men, kings, star readers, and we merely transportation. They loaded us with gifts and turned us toward the star. I ask you, what could a king know of choosing presents for a child? Had they ever seen a baby born to such simple folks, so naked of pretension, so open to the wind? What would such a child care for perfumes and gold? Far better to have asked one born in the desert, tested by wind and sand. We saw what he would need, the gift of perseverance, of continuing on the hard way, making do with what there is, living on what you have inside, the gift of holding up under a burden, of lifting another with grace, of kneeling to accept the weight of what you must bear. Our footsteps could have rocked him with the rhythm of the road, shown him comfort in a harsh land, the dignity of continually moving forward. But the wise men, they were not wise enough to ask us. They simply left their trinkets and admired the rustic view. And before you knew it, we were turned toward home once again, carrying men only half willing to be amazed. But never mind. We did see the baby, felt him reach for the bright tassels of our gear. We desert amblers have our ways of seeing what you chatterers must miss. That child at heart knows something. He knows something about following a star. Our gifts are given. Have no doubt. His life will bear the print of who we are.
Number 237, the First Noel.
Thank you.
on this night as a somewhat deeper silence falls upon the lands all over our earth. May we also come to a place of silence and of peace and of holding in our hearts all those near to us, both close at hand and those far away, all those whose lives have touched us deeply, and those to whom we would reach out in blessing, in caring, and in extending our peace to them. In these moments of prayer and meditation, I would offer these words of Reverend Ralph Helberson. Oh God, keep us from missing life by small neglects that blind the eyes of our spirits. Keep us from being overly precise when we need to be open to mystery and amazement. Keep us from talking too much when we might listen. From being too orderly when we may need the disorder of insight. From being so immersed in the immediate that we miss the longer view of our souls. Keep us from making such great efforts in life when the truths that might save us are so simple. Keep us from plodding along when we could instead hear celestial music. And to make a magnificent journey to a kingdom of heaven which is not far off, but it is very close at hand. Keep us trusting. Keep us lighting candles in the darkness, knowing that with the eyes of the Spirit and the ears of the heart, we may perhaps catch many angels this Christmas. May it be so.
Thank you. The ushers will now come forward to take the offering. This evening's offering, the entire plate collection, will go to the Minister's Charitable Giving Fund. This fund helps those within our congregation and also the friends and family that come and visit us as well. Thank you very much for your generosity. Thank you very much for your generosity.
I've selected a brief meditation by one of the most gifted ministers alive today, Reverend Frederick Buechner. I believe he is still with us, probably living in his home on Rupert Mountain in Vermont. This is from an essay within a photo collection entitled The Faces of Jesus. The how of his birth and all the poetry that has grown up around it. The wise men and the star, the shepherds keeping watch over the flocks by night, and the hymns the angels sang. If someone had been there with a camera, would this person have recorded any of it? Or was the birth of Jesus no more, if no less wonderful, than any other birth? Whatever the answer, it can be based only on faith. There is no other way. The kind of objective truth that a camera could have recorded is buried beneath the weight of 2,000 years. But there is, of course, another kind, a deeper kind of truth. Whether he was born in 4 BC or in 6 AD, in Bethlehem or in Nazareth, whether there were multitudes of the heavenly host to hymn the glory of it, or just Mary and her husband, when the child was born, the whole course of human history was changed. That is a truth as unassailable as any truth. Art, music, literature, Western culture itself, with all its institutions, and Western culture's whole understanding of itself and its world. It is impossible to conceive how differently things would have turned out if that birth had not happened, whenever, wherever, or however it did. And there is a truth beyond that. For millions of people who have lived since, the birth of Jesus made possible not just a new way of understanding life, but a new way of living it. For better or worse, it is a truth that for 20 centuries, there have been untold numbers of women and men who, in untold numbers of ways, have been so grasped by this child who was born, and so caught up in the message that he taught and in the life which he lived, that they have found themselves profoundly changed by their relationship with him. And they have gone on proclaiming, as the writers of the Gospels proclaimed long ago, that through the birth of Jesus, a life-giving power was released into the world. A power which to their minds could have been no less than the power of God himself. And this is the central truth that Matthew and Luke are trying to convey in their rather different accounts of the Nativity. And it was a truth which no language or legend seemed too extravagant to convey. What the birth meant to them and meant to the world, was the truth that mattered most to them. And when all is said and done, perhaps that is the only truth that matters to anyone. As our musical interlude is playing, we invite you to pass the flame among yourselves. The miracle is now, writes Lewis Untermeyer. The miracle is right now. The place is here. No need for angels' wings or thrones or diadems. Yet in this hour, which is locked and rocked with fear, a birth may mark another Bethlehem, another Nazareth. No kings surround a cradle. Crowds continue to roar by. The shepherds have been missing since long ago. Yet darkness splinters as a wintry sky unfolds, and it holds again a burning star. This is a time for wonders. The world cries out for revelation, for another birth. Dry sticks burst into blossom. Dead bones rise, and prophets whisper to a desperate earth. Some child unborn may yet rescue us, for still the wise men come with promise of release. The myrrh of hope, the gold of humanity's goodwill, the fresh and precious frankincense of peace. Welcome all saints, all saviors of all times. Welcome the thorns on everyone's brow. Welcome the long, slow climb. The place is here, and the miracle is now. I'll invite Jamie to lead us in Silent Night, Stille Nacht. Stay seated. I'd invite you to extinguish your own candles as we extinguish the chalice and to join in the words for extinguishing all of these flames. We extinguish these flames, but not the light of truth, the warmth of community, or the fire. by commitment. These we carry in our hearts until we are together again. When the star in the sky is gone and the songs of angels is stilled, when the kings and princes are home and the shepherds are back with their flock, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among sisters and brothers, and to make music in the heart. May it be so. Amen.